Now I'd like to move to another sample, Q12. This is found, it was the marker 19 found in State Exhibit 83 and 84. Were you able to do testing on this particular sample?
Yes, I did.
And did you get results from that sample?
I did.
We're seeing in this chart. Tell us your findings.
So, with this sample, I found that it was a mixture of DNA from more than one individual. In this case, I could not distinguish between a discernible major and minor profile. So that meant that a lot of the locations, those peak heights, were pretty similar, and I couldn't distinguish a major contributor versus a minor.
And were you, so when you have this non-distinguishable soup of DNA, are you able to say that people are in there, or is it more for exclusion purposes?
When I do my comparison, so I have my question sample and my question alleles, then I'm doing a comparison to those known reference samples. What I'm looking for are points of exclusion. So, you know, if I'm looking at one location and it's a 12-13, I look at my reference sample, if there's a 12-14, then there's a point of exclusion. That is a point where they don't match. But if it's a 12-13 and a 12-13, then I'll move to the next one and look to see. So I'm looking for points of exclusion to exclude individuals from contributing to the question samples.
Were you able to exclude individuals?
In this sample, Q12, yes, I was able to exclude several individuals.
You want me to identify those individuals?
Sure. I excluded Isar Met, Po D, Cartoon Wa, Ker Ker Po, Kai Kai Po, Sunday Mu, Mang Mio Mai, and Meet Kai. Sorry for the pronunciation.
That's fine. We've had to learn too. Were you able not to exclude certain individuals?
Yes, there were two individuals that I could not exclude. Those two individuals were Sunday Mu and Ku Nu.
Okay.